For their part, the Russians were contemptuous of the Turkmen. They considered the Teke a motley rabble of barbaric herdsmen and had no doubt that a few good Russian soldiers could easily cleanse the entire territory. Keenly aware of the British-Russian rivalry in the area, the Turkmen aimed to play the two rivals off on one another to guarantee continued Turkmen independence. The Teke had high hopes, for instance, that the British would prevail in the Second Anglo-Afghan War and push on towards Merv in 1884. Should that have happened, the Teke fully intended to form an alliance with the British against the Russians. Thus, even before the events of 1879 to 81, there was little love lost between the Teke Turkmen and the Russians. Between 1871 and 1879, the Russians launched a series of harassing attacks on the Turkmen from their base on the Caspian Sea. The largest, a considerable operation in 1877, might have spelled doom for the Teke if not for the sudden recall of the Russian troops to fight in the Russo-Turkish War of 1877-78. Yoktepe, located some 130 miles east of the Caspian Sea, was at the time a fortified city of some 30,000 to 40,000 inhabitants. Next to the reinforced mud houses of the town sat a huge fortress made of mud brick, enclosed in two rings of walls. Several streams ran down from the nearby Kopet Dag Mountains and through the area, a boon on the southern fringe of the scorching Kara Kum, the Black Sands Desert. This was the Teke's greatest stronghold. The Russian troops returned to Turkmen lands in 1878, flush with their triumph over the Ottoman Empire. On September 9, 1879, a force of 4,000 Russian cavalry and infantry under General Lomakin marched across the desert to attack the Teke at Yoktepe. The Russians had small stocks of food and water and not enough horses to carry a lot of artillery or supplies. They were opposed by nearly twice as many Turkmen defenders within the fortress. The Teke, however, had few guns and no artillery. The Russians had brought four light field pieces and bombarded the mud-built walls. Eager for victory, the Russians called off the artillery fire too soon and made a frontal assault with their infantry. In response, Teke warriors leapt down from the fort and soon routed the Russian troops, who began the long retreat to the sea as fast as their legs could carry them. Armed with captured weapons, the Teke jumped onto their horses and chased the fugitive Russians. A New York Times article from September 4, 1879, noted that at least 700 Russian soldiers were slaughtered outright, others were turned captive or made into slaves. The Russian Imperial Army had been humiliated by the Teke, and it was their most disastrous Central Asian campaign since the crushing defeat at Kiva in 1717. The European media called it the Lomakin Massacre, and the Russian general soon was recalled to St. Petersburg in disgrace. In response, the Russian Tsar sent General Mikhail Skobelev in December 1880 to avenge the humiliating defeat and to free the Russian slave captives. Skobelev's actions show very clearly the essence of Russian counterinsurgency tactics in Central Asia in the 19th century period of the Great Game. Skobelev attacked with 6,000 Russian soldiers against 25,000 Turkmen defenders and a heavily fortified town. The siege of Yoktepe lasted 23 days, after which the city was taken by storm. Although they encountered heavy resistance, Russian forces were eventually able to break in by digging a tunnel underneath a portion of the wall, then detonating a mine underneath the main fortress wall. On January 12, 1881, the mine was detonated. Once the fortress was breached, the Russian troops stormed in. Several hundred defenders were killed in the initial explosion, and many more were killed in the fighting that ensued. Eventually, the defenders, along with the 40,000 civilians inside the fortress, fled across the desert, pursued by General Skobelev's cavalry. Here is a first-hand account from British intelligence sources regarding the Russian massacre at Yoktepe in 1881.